Discussing climate in Africa. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden is in Egypt for a United Nations climate conference.
Climate crisis is about human security, economic security, environmental security, national security, and the very life of the planet.
The president telling those attending the summit that the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act is the most important climate bill in the history of the U.S., supporting clean energy, including wind energy and zero-emission vehicles. That climate summit is the first stop in an around-the-world trip that will also take him to a meeting of the Southeast Asian leaders in Cambodia and a group of 20 summit meeting for leaders of the world's largest economies in Bali, Indonesia. President Biden today saying there's still a path for Democrats to win a majority in the House. Republicans have won 211 House seats, Democrats 192. There are still 32 races where ballot counts continue. 218 House seats are needed for a majority. Control of the Senate will be determined by races in Arizona, Nevada, and a runoff election next month in Georgia. The storm known as Nicole is losing its strength but continues dropping heavy rain on inland areas after destroying beachfront homes in Florida.
Nicole's storm surge washed out foundations of beachside homes in Daytona and raised the level of canals in nearby Port Orange.
Luckily, we're on a little higher ground, and we're very fortunate.
Allison Boone's home survived. The storm also caused hundreds of thousands of power outages. It's now traveling north to the western side of Georgia and the Carolinas.
Fox's Evan Brown. A comedian famous for smashing watermelons has died. Leo Gallagher Jr., who performed under the stage name of Gallagher, died this morning while under hospice care in Palm Springs, California. He was 76 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A high-profile candidate is entering next year's race for Chicago mayor.
After winning re-election Tuesday to Chicago's 4th Congressional District, 66-year-old Congressman Democrat Jesus Chuy Garcia announces a bid for Mayor Lori Lightfoot's job in February, telling supporters that Lightfoot's compromised by her combativeness and inability to get along with people in a city with a crime problem.
Let's get Chicago back on track. Together, let's build a Chicago for all.
Garcia now joins a crowded field he's run before, forcing then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel into a runoff in 2015. Mayor Lightfoot, he is seeking a second term. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
As Europe prepares to switch to electric cars, new rules are proposed to make the last generation of gas guzzlers cleaner.
From 2035, people living in the European Union's 27 member states will only be allowed to buy battery-powered vehicles. But petrol and diesel engines bought before the deadline will still be allowed to run. And these proposals set stricter standards for emissions from tailpipes, brakes, and tires. The EU admits it'll mean vehicles becoming slightly more expensive, but hopes the rules can start coming into force as soon as 2025. Car makers say that's optimistic, and the changes will divert resources away from zero-emission travel. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Top Russian and UN officials are holding talks in Switzerland to try to iron out the extension of a deal allowing Ukrainian grain shipments and Russian food and fertilizer exports. There's just over a week left before the wartime agreement meant to ease a global food crisis is set to expire. Ukraine and Russia are major suppliers of grain and other foods to parts of the world where many are already going hungry. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.